Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, July 14th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. There soon will be a new voice representing the White House. Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing she'll be stepping down from her job at the end of the month. She's been one of the longest tenured and most effective members of the Trump team. Two, could toll roads be coming to Michigan? One lawmaker wants the state to consider the idea. Now, luckily for you, I'm from Illinois, where toll roads are quite common. I'll tell you what the experience is like and, well, what you might expect if the plan rolls through. And number one, that apparent attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday morning, ratcheting up tensions in the area. What's going on? Who's to blame? We'll try to clear things up. Hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the old program. And always happy to be here in front of the Steve Gruber Show audience across the great state of Michigan. I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College this morning, where I am the general manager of the student radio station. Also teach in the journalism department, and you find me hosting the college's weekend radio show and podcast titled The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, available where fine podcasts are found and also on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. This week's episode is just up overnight, so you can check it out, iTunes, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, etc. Just search for The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Always glad to be here with you on this Friday before the weekend. Been a very, very temperate beginning of the summer season, and I couldn't be more happy about that because I don't love the heat. My kids, as I mentioned last hour, not thrilled. They want the pool out, but it's got to get to 80. Just kind of a rule. It's got to get to 80 before I'm going to bring that pool out. And we've maybe cracked 80 once, like what, to 81 or 82, perhaps. It's coming. I have no doubt about that. But I'm enjoying this more temperate weather for the moment. All right. What is happening with Iran, Gulf of Oman? Tom Rogan over at the Washington Examiner has a great primer piece titled Gulf of Oman Tanker Attacks, Everything You Need to Know. We'll get to that in one moment. I want to play for you first Mike Pompeo yesterday. Mike Pompeo, in the hours after this attack in the Gulf of Oman, telling us what we know as of yesterday afternoon. This is Mike Pompeo.
It is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman today. This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication. This is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran and its surrogates against American and allied interests. And they should be understood in the context of 40 years of unprovoked aggression against freedom-loving nations. On April 22nd, Iran promised that it would interrupt the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It is now working to execute on that promise.
All right, that's Mike Pompeo yesterday telling us what we know at this point. There's also video released late yesterday overnight that purportedly, I say that because I'm no expert, right? But shows Iranian ships removing an object from one of the tankers. So here's Tom Rogan writing over in the Examiner everything we need to know about what's happening here. He says the apparent attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman represents a dramatic escalation in regional and international tensions, coming just 1 month and 1 day after an attack on four other oil tankers in the same area. Oil prices have spiked upward, although I saw them falling a bit recently. What's going on here? Blame Iran, Tom Rogan says at the Examiner. The United Arab Emirates and Saudis might want a U.S. showdown with Iran, but they would not risk jeopardizing the U.S. relationship by conducting a false flag attack. Moreover, the damage to the two tankers in this latest incident is suggestive of a torpedo attack. Video shows at least one of the tankers on fire with waterline damage amid ships. Iran has an array of means for such an attack, including attack submarines of various sizes, disguised fishing and passenger boats, and military fast boats. This was written earlier yesterday. So again, I think we know a bit more, perhaps, about how it was done or how we think it was done. Regardless, Rogan writes, this attack fits comfortably with the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps penchant for thinly deniable action. Suffering deep financial losses due to escalating U.S. sanctions, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps wants to pressure the international community into restraining the Trump administration's maximum pressure strategy. Iran will hope that this attack is sufficiently calibrated to avoid clear evidence of its culpability. And again, that video might change that scenario. And thus avoid U.S. retaliation. In that, it's designed as a halfway measure between doing nothing and inviting U.S. retaliation by overtly attempting to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Also, very quickly, the question is how the U.S. and its allies should respond. The measure of this aggression will require some kind of significant response, Tom Rogan writes. Iran is now actively disrupting international oil markets. That's a no-no. And, more importantly, perhaps free passage of an arterial trade route. That cannot stand, but rightly neither is there much appetite in the U.S. or the region for a war. Seems obvious. I suspect, Tom Rogan suspects, what we will now see is a significantly increased naval presence by the U.S. and its allies to protect transit routes. Iranian forces and fishing vessels will likely be warned to keep distance from other vessels or face being sunk. Those fishing vessels, not because they're fishing, but because they can be disguised and are still capable of attacks. We should expect them, Tom Rogan writes, to test that warning and for allied vessels to fire on them in response. Hopefully they will get the message and go back to port. In terms of naval air power, the U.S. currently has only an amphibious ready group in the area. Expect one of the carriers now in the Atlantic to be redeployed back to the Gulf. One of the side effects of the intense obsession in the media with President Trump and the Trump administration is that so many stories are left untold or left unexplored. We are only concerned with the drama of the day and what the president told George Stephanopoulos and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and to issue the worst press secretary of all time. Not that I think that, but the media certainly might say that. There are so many stories that need more reporting. This is one, right? I mean, we hear about the attacks. What do we really know? What does the average American know about what potentially is a very big deal, right? I mean, you've got oil tankers on fire, two attacks in about a month. What do we do? What should we think about this? I think one of the side effects of having so much obsession over the president and the White House is the lack of coverage on important stories like this. I'll try to do what I can when I'm traveling in here. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I'll have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting,
There are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.